We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it's going to have a different feel at the ballpark tonight. Going to be an emotional night at Truist Park as Freddie Freeman, we just played you the clips here in the last segment as he had his press conference earlier today. And look, very emotional. Going to be a lot of fans tonight, very emotional. You're going to see a lot of that emotion coming out there. And look, we do have baseball to play. I mean, but, you know, it's obviously a different kind of night and something that I think a lot of us, you know, that are Braves fans did not think that we would ever hear about. So let's head out in the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our Braves insider, our man in the know, Grant McCulley, is joining us. Of course, follow Grant on Twitter at Grant McCulley. And Grant, you know, we were playing all the clips, and I know you were there at the Freddie Freeman press conference. I mean, it's a different feel, I'm sure, and a different kind of vibe for tonight's game.
Yeah, it really is. And I can't tell you that as long as I've been around baseball and as long as I got the opportunity to be around Freddie Freeman, that I've really ever seen anything quite like this. He always knew that he was somebody who cared deeply about his connection with the Atlanta Braves and with his time here being something that he absolutely cherished. And I think that this saga has played out in a way that we don't really have to recap, but in a way that has changed the trajectory of his career. And obviously, as an emotional and a sensitive person as he is, which is also well chronicled given the things that he's going to overcome in his life. But yeah, there's a lot of different emotions that came from walking in here with his son and, you know, being back in Truist Park for the first time in a Dodgers uniform and, you know, making a left-hand turn, going to the visitors clubhouse. And then as a media member, just sitting there and watching him walk in and have to leave to compose himself and then come back and really struggle to get through, you know, the questions and answers. It was obvious that this is somebody who cares a lot about his time with the Atlanta Braves. And even though he is wearing a different uniform, that caring does not just go away.
I know, Grant, he was asked a question. Do you have any regrets? I mean, it's just, we were just saying last segment, I mean, how does he function tonight? I mean, I know that you can say you can compartmentalize this stuff, but considering the energy in that stadium already at batting practice and chance at Freddie, I mean, how's he going to be able to do his job tonight?
You know, and that's the question that he asked. And actually, Mike, you know, he said, I don't know how you compartmentalize something like this because he's never really experienced anything as overwhelming as this is. And he said, this is going to be a hard weekend. And he said, you know, there's going to be a full house here tonight. Then tomorrow there's going to be a different crowd. And then on Sunday there's going to be still a different crowd. And that this is going to come in waves for him. And it's just something he's going to have to navigate, I think, in trying to stay in the moment as much as he can. And, you know, I think one of the things Freddie said and one of the things he's learned in his big league career is you have to try to slow down a little bit in baseball, more so than trying to swing harder, play harder, throw harder, and, you know, go, you know, 100 miles an hour full speed ahead all the time. And I think that that might serve him pretty well in trying to navigate some of this. But it's going to be emotional. You know, he's got a lot of respect for Brian Snitker, his coaching staff, his former teammates. And, you know, that ring, he said, is more than just a World Series ring. It's the culmination of every hour, every sacrifice, every bit of blood, sweat, and tears, a broken wrist, 14-hour minor league bus rides, the whole nine. I mean, it all goes in there. The time missed with family, because you spend more time with your teammates than you do your family throughout the season. It's all rolled into one. So when he gets that ring, he said he kind of expects to feel a lot of the same things he was feeling in front of us earlier this afternoon.
It is our Braves insider, Grant McCulley, joining us here in the WadeFord.com hotline as part of Around the Yard with the Braves. And, you know, Grant, we were trying to rack our brain a little bit. I can't remember a bigger series than what this is, given all the things around. These are the two best franchises of the last handful of years in the National League. The Freddie component, the emotion of it. You got two good teams that are battling one another. I can't remember, you know, we were trying to rack our brain. I don't remember a bigger series during the regular season than what this is going to be this weekend.
No, I think that's the perfect way to encapsulate it. This is as big as a regular season series can get, not just because, hey, it's a couple of teams that are looking at October or, you know, a division leader's coming in. You want to raise your game and play well against them. This is, it got a very human element to it and a lot of emotions attached to it for Freddie Freeman. It's going to have emotions attached for Brian Snitker, for the rest of the Braves, for different teammates, and, you know, all the people that spent so much time with Freddie for so long. This is going to be a little bit surreal, I feel like, at times. And I'm sure that the fans are going to feel the extension of all of that and all have their feelings about, you know, just how different this is. And, you know, change can be difficult, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. I think it's just going to take a little adjusting to get used to Freddie's legacy not just being written in the Braves shade of blue, but now being written in a Dodgers shade of blue as well.
Grant McCauley down there at an unbelievable scene at Truist Park. If you missed the audio, we'll play it again. We'll also open up the phone lines and get your take, because it's a mixed bag, Grant. There's still a lot of folks who are saying if Freddie wanted to be a Brave, I know I asked you about Mark Bowman's article yesterday, which kind of got into the timeline about should he maybe have been more due diligent with what exactly was being said on his behalf with the Braves.
Yeah, and I think, and I would co-sign on all of that because the discussions I've had regarding this over the last few months and all of it being post-mortem because everything happened so fast. The Matt Olson trade happened. Freddie Freeman was with the Dodgers by the time you got to basically the end of a seven-day period after that, and you kind of were, I think, shocked a little bit by it. And that all of the way that it played out is going to just make it such a mixed bag of emotions across the board for Freddie Freeman. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, all of the different reactions that he has. And like you said, just trying to make his way through this weekend and move forward. But, you know, it's unlike anything I think I've ever seen from a media perspective following a player. You can tell how deeply Freddie cares about the people around him. I mean, he was always, you know, as gracious as he could be with me. And I will always appreciate that. And I know a lot of other people. I mean, I think none of the moment is lost on him. And there's a lot of a different maybe regret that goes into it. And, you know, maybe you do have to take charge of it. I know Chipper Jones had very pointed words after Freddie's agent may have gone a little bit too hard with the negotiation at Alex Anthopoulos. I mean, that seems to be the read that I have on it. So without giving you a long rambling answer that goes on for the rest of the show, this is just such a complicated subject and it's hard to know exactly, you know, who to point at or if there's one person to point at, because it feels like to me, if both sides wanted to get this thing done, that it very well could have gotten done, and for whatever reason, for a variety of reasons, actually, it just didn't happen.
Let's talk a little bit about on the field, Grant. You and I talked the other night about Charlie Morton, and it was, you know, really good to, you know, get a couple of back-to-back starts with him. You know, this is an important start to me for Ian Anderson. Pitched so well in Chicago. It was a big win, and I think had his longest outing of the year with 6 2/3. So, you know, I look, and Grant, you know, we're kind of wondering, okay, when are some of these guys, like Anderson, Morton, going to put some back-to-back outings together? Well, Morton did it the other night. Now it's time for Ian Anderson to have that.
Yeah, it is. And I think that Ian, you know, really is the fastball command that makes everything go for him. And it seems like a simple thing to say, but with his devastating changeup and the fact that I feel like if he's able to get in front of hitters and get ahead of hitters consistently, he can use that changeup as an out pitch. When he's not able to, or when the count seems to get filled up, you know, hitters are able to kind of dial in and not quite have the same swing and miss as maybe they have the past couple of years. It's the constant thing of little adjustments. And that one, I felt like in Chicago, that start was something for Ian Anderson to build on. He's not walking a lot of batters, and more times than not, he's, you know, staying around the strike zone as much as he can, but a lot of deep counts. And if he's able to be maybe a little bit more aggressive and go after some guys the way he was in Chicago, I think that he's going to maybe take that step to starting to get himself some momentum and some consistency every fifth day.
To get a win against the Giants without having Acuna and obviously to have Austin Riley getting a day off, that was big. They hang on to get it done. Hey, you know what? Let me flip the script on this game as Grant McCauley joins us. How's Matt Olson going to handle all this? Because, you know, he's going to be dealing with this from a completely other side of the equation.
You know what? I think if you're Matt Olson, you're kind of fortunate that you just are kind of you're a bit player in this whole saga. You're just, I mean, you're involved. You're there. You're kind of like an extra in a movie, though, and you're in the background. And all of the focus is on Freddie Freeman. But I talked about this on my Battery Power show earlier today. I mean, I'm looking at Matt Olson as getting an opportunity to maybe kind of steal the spotlight a little bit, have a big series against the San Francisco Giants, the Los Angeles Dodgers, not because it's at Freddie Freeman's expense, but because, hey, this is what you were brought in here to do, and it would be a nice turn of events for Matt and also for the Braves to maybe take a little bit of the focus, keep it on the field, and the guy who is playing first base here for a while, and I think he'd benefit from that greatly, and the Braves have been looking to see Matt Olson get on a hot streak, and what better time to start it than this weekend.
Seems like a little bit of just, I don't know, just Minter's gotten, you know, a couple of runs given up here or there. He'd been so outstanding. And then as soon as I said he should be on the All-Star team, you know, he has some couple of back-to-back outings, not so great, and picked up a loss and all that. Anything to look at there? Anything that looks like he's doing differently or anything? Or just like all relief pitchers, you just got a little bump in the road right now?
Yeah, no, not really. I feel like he's kind of pitched the same way. Velocity's there. Pitch mix is good. Just sometimes you're batter ball luck is poor. Sometimes you, the other night, I mean, they're hitting a batter to start that inning in which he gave up a run. That's clearly not a thing that AJ Minter typically does, but sometimes you just run into a little bit of bad luck. And I wouldn't really look much past that. I think the Braves have tried to be pretty diligent about the amount of rest that they're giving their big relievers, particularly Minter and obviously Kenley Jansen, and they're anticipating having Tyler Matzek back in but not too distant future. So I think maybe a little workload management. I mean, sometimes relievers like to throw a few days in a row, and then sometimes you just have to kind of shield them from themselves and, you know, try to the best you can to spread out that workload a little bit. But I haven't noticed anything in particular that would it concern me whatsoever about the performance of AJ. Just, you know, sometimes the results are there in terms of, you know, getting ahead of the other hitters and putting them away, and then sometimes the hitter just gets your number.
You know, Grant, we talked about having a wealth of players who can play left field, and we mentioned when Rosario comes back and maybe just get into a straight platoon with Duvall. The Contreras is behind the dish tonight. Yeah, you hate to lose Travis d'Arnaud because he's been so clutch. So is Snicker just is Ozuna going to be the odd man out? I know he's DHing tonight, but how does Snicker keep managing this with, a good problem to have, I suppose?
Yeah, it's the best problem to have. I mean, the best of all the problems is to have too many good players and not enough places to put them. But I think with Rosario, I mean, he's still with the team now and hasn't gone out on that rehab assignment. They're still working him through his paces, and he has been hitting on the field with the club and ramping up his baseball activities. And, you know, does that mean he's back in 2-3 weeks? Potentially. But I also feel like, you know, Marcelo Ozuna, if he's able to get on a run and continue to hit the way that he has at times in this recent homestand, actually, that, you know, he still has a role to play there. But as far as left field's concerned, you'd feel a lot better with Adam Duvall out there over anybody defensively. But the Braves have been looking for a little bit of left-handed thump off the bench. And, you know, if they get into a platoon situation, Eddie will be able to provide that when he's not in the starting lineup. And I'm sure the Braves are going to be looking for ways to get him in there and use him. But it's just hard to know who the odd man out at this time is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.